Hello, we're the Cryptic Code. We're your hosts, Harmon,
Kenzie,
and JP.
And we like to talk about cryptids and aliens and generally anything spooky. And we're going to get this intro right. We've done this 5 times.
And we cuss a lot.
Indeed. Now, moving on to our next episode. I believe it is Kenzie who has the cryptid for us today. So what you got for us?
Alrighty, so before I tell you what this creature is called, I thought I would start with the most popular and well-known case involving the cryptid. It begins in 1977, Lawndale, Illinois. At approximately 8:10 p.m., the Lowe's family were finishing up their meal. Their kids were playing outside. Ruth Lowe, the mother, was in the kitchen when she heard a scream. She looked out the window to see two giant birds were chasing her 10-year-old son, Marlon, and picked him up off the ground.
Whoa.
Fuck that kid.
Whoa, holy shit.
Now.
It's like that TikTok of like, my boy, father help, my boy.
Now, I couldn't find the original incident report. This story is unbelievably popular, and when I say it is literally buried under thousands of articles, I am not kidding. In certain retellings, it has been said one bird picked up Marlon, other stories say two, in one telling the bird dropped her son, and another it says that she forcibly ripped her son away from these birds.
I thought you were going to say, it said that she picked up her son and flew away.
I'm like, no.
Did they catch a kid bird?
And I love the idea of like two birds having to work together, like one on each shoulder. Just being like,
Either way, it's understood that some giant ass bird picked her son right off the ground. Which, if we're being honest, is quite the feat, given most birds anywhere are pretty small.
Except Sesame Street.
And of this event, 7 people witnessed it.
Dave, stop the bird.
So, no.
Fuck that kid.
No, I mean, she did manage to get Marlon.
Okay, so the kid survived.
Yeah, he's fine. Seven people witnessed it. She did get him away, yes. So, and like I said, in certain retellings, the birds just dropped him. And others, his mom wrenched him away. So.
I just kind of love the mental idea. The mental image of like, it's just, and that's the last thing of a solid little, what is his name,
Marlon.
If anybody hears a weird noise, there is a gremlin in his house.
There is a gremlin. Her name is Kiwi, and she is a kitten, and she is a menace to society.
Marlon. Like,
anyways, yes, like Marlon.
Like the dad from Nemo?
Marlon, yes. So.
Hey, yeah, it's kind of what happens, isn't it?
No.
I haven't seen Finding Nemo in, when did that movie come out? I haven't seen Finding Nemo in like 17 years.
So, after the incident, the Lowe family actually immediately called the county sheriff's department. And this is the most popular statement of what is referred to cryptid-wise as a thunderbird.
Ooh.
Like the car?
Yes.
Or the firebird?
No, there is a thunderbird. There is a Thunderbird car.
I'm trying to play a trick on you.
Oh, no.
Damn you.
Fuck you. Anyways.
My brother used to own one.
Really?
Yeah. It was fucking rad. Nice. Anyway.
Quote. From Ruth.
Ow, my ear.
Quote. It had a white ring around its half-foot-long neck. The rest of the body was very black. The bird's bill was 6 inches in length and hooked at the end. The claws on the feet were arranged with 3 in the front, 1 in the back. Each wing was 4 feet at the very least.
Pretty standard for a bird. The way it gathers.
Yeah. The entire length of the bird's body from beak to tail feather was approximately 4.5 feet. End quote. Unfortunately, the police were too skeptical of what she claimed, refused to come out to even check out what happened, and eventually the story of their report ended up spreading. The family faced ridicule from neighbors and others in their town. One article I read even claimed that Marlon himself was bullied in school and referred to as the bird boy.
It's just a big bird. Why is everyone acting like she said something like completely insane? It's just a big fucking bird.
How old was the kid?
I think he was anywhere from like 8 to 12. He was 10. He was 10 years old. Yes.
Oh, my God. Those fucking strong birds.
Yeah, because I mean, a 10-year-old kid.
10-year-old kid's like, what, 4 or 5 foot tall?
4 foot, 4 and a half. And then you're looking at about 100 pounds. Kids are. I mean, like 100-pound kid. Like,
yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But like, why are people acting like she just said, like, yeah, and a UFO drive by, like, hit my kid and flew off of him? And it's like, no, it's just a big bird.
That literally picked up her kid. 7 witnesses, all family members, unfortunately, which added to, like, the doubt of this story. And it just made it very hard for this family. And I will say, 30-some years later, Marlin himself was asked to be interviewed about the attack. Mm-hmm. So it was just a journalist looking into Thunderbirds and remembered this and reached out and thought, hey, you willing to be interviewed 30 years after the fact?
Are you going to bully me and call me the bird kid?
No, well, here.
Yeah, bird boy.
Marlin did initially agree, but in the end, he didn't show. So this specific instance, this specific case, will always be left with some empty answers and its validity to a degree, only because, like, I mean, he was a kid when it happened, and he refused to talk about it later on in life.
The Thunderbird came and killed him.
But I will...
You won't talk about me.
I'm here to finish the job.
And I will say, no offense to the family, because I can see why they wouldn't really want to talk about it all these years later, considering, again, like, all the shit that they dealt with when they first reported it.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, imagine being Ruth and seeing your son being lifted up off the freaking ground by birds. Like, that's kind of terrifying. And then for people to laugh in her face about it, like, come on.
That is just wild.
Then it's kind of really depressing.
Also, I think that's illegal for the police to, like, not show up. Like, I think they're legally obligated, no matter how ridiculous the call is, to at least send a car out.
But I don't think her call to them or her going to them was really, like, her trying to get them to come out. It was more of a report. Yeah, filling out a report. But my point in it was that they were so skeptical of her story that they just refused to basically acknowledge it. They, like, chalked it up to being the work of a crazy person.
Yeah, but, like, on the other hand, one of my friends back in high school, his dad was a cop, and he told me about the time, like, he got a call by an old woman saying that she was being robbed by invisible burglars, and he still had to go out there and, like, get a statement because they're obligated to.
What the fuck?
Huh.
And he's like, don't worry, we'll send the invisible policeman out to take care of
it. Did he really say that?
Yes, and then did nothing.
You don't know, you might have just not seen them.
It's John Cena.
Jesus.
Watch Peacemaker if you get the chance.
Alright, so, moving on from this case, yes, I would now like to dive a little into the history around Thunderbirds. So, a legend around Illinois, specifically, about mysterious giant birds, date all the way back to 600 CE from the Cahokia tribe. The cliffs surrounding the area are filled with drawings from the Cahokia people featuring giant monstrous birds, and they served not only a religious purpose, but also a warning to those who came on Cahokia lands. So, again, 600 CE, and the Cahokia tribe have made these, like, cave drawings and cliff drawings of these giant birds that they claimed, like, guarded the land. One cliff drawing in particular is considered the most famous out of all the ones present, and it is called, and I'm probably going to butcher this, the Piazza Bird. It is etched into the cliffs outside of Alton, Illinois, and actually a Jesuit missionary named Jacques Marquet described the drawing in his journal in 1673, quote, "We saw upon one of them 2 painted monsters, which at first made us afraid. They are as large as a calf. They have horns on their heads like those of a deer, a horrible look, red eyes, a beard like a tiger's, a face somewhat like a man's, a body covered with scales, and so long a tail that it winds all around the body.
That's goddamn skinwalker.
Passing above the head and going back between the legs, ending in a fish's tail," end quote. And it is also said when Mr. Marquette happened upon this area, he was with some Native Americans, and the Native Americans themselves probably of the Cahokia tribe, refused to look at the paintings, like in the drawings. They shied away from them. In certain history and culture for North American indigenous people, the Thunderbird plays an important role as a supernatural creature of power and strength. It is said that the bird could create thunder by flapping its wings and could shoot lightning from its eyes or beak, depending on the tribe, which is where you get the idea of Thunderbird, by the way. In Native American mythology...
It shot lightning from its...
It shot lightning either from its beak or its eyes, depending upon the tribe representing, like, the story.
Why do you call it a Thunderbird?
Because its wings flap and it creates thunder, as I just said.
Oh, okay. I missed that. I just heard the electric part, and I was like, what the fuck?
It could create thunder by flapping its wings.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. Bro.
Hey, sorry, I missed that part. I was like, why isn't it the lightning bird?
So, in Native American mythology, the Thunderbird represents a powerful spirit that helps the land prosper. Because it's understood if they bring with them thunderstorms, that in turn is like feeding the earth, and the earth will prosper because of plant life, etc., etc.
And every once in a while, they just have to give up a kid.
You know, well, you know, that's just that future.
That's a circle of life. That's
how it is. Circle of life. So, legends say these birds were so large that they could carry entire whales from the sea.
What the hell?
To Illinois and snap
were the on one, them. Were the ones that took the kid just like babies?
So, obviously, of the Native American legend, if you gotta consider, this is 600 CE. So, this is a very long time ago. In comparison to what was seen in Illinois with the Lowe's family, I'm sure there are definitely some characteristics of certain size that
nothing
are
changed.
A little,
I don't believe it.
Suspicious, but I just want to make sure you guys get like the full painted view, I guess, of like what exactly the story is behind it and why it's called Thunderbird and how big these birds were supposedly. Just so you kind of have an idea of, I guess, how big it could have been, the bird that picked up this boy.
Maybe Marlin's just a really big kid.
We could have been, like, huge. Like, 10 years old, but, like, 300 pounds.
No! But I do feel for Marlin. Because, yeah, like, can you imagine, like, being...
Oh, that would fucking suck.
Yeah.
Having, like, a traumatic experience like that, and then getting bullied for it because your mom went to the police.
You got like, trauma? Fuck you. Like, that's pretty accurate for like, fucking kids.
Some bird tried to drag you into its white van, and then no one believed you.
Literally, that's kind of sad. I really do. I feel for the family. Yeah. And that's why I also understand why Marlin didn't necessarily like come forward to be like...
What are Marlin doing now?
I have no idea.
Or if he's even still alive.
No clue.
Who knows?
It's not like I googled his name, because I didn't want to like pry too much, because again, like...
Where are you, Marlin?
Things... Wait.
Can't stop. I'm sorry.
That's why I try to be empathetic to witnesses, at least if they're still alive. Because, like, probably imagine how scared he was to go back outdoors.
I would be if I was not picked up.
Well, and so, remember how you mentioned Monster Quest earlier? If I remember correctly, the reason I even looked into this is because when I was younger, I remember seeing an episode, and I believe it was Monster Quest, I'm not 100% sure. But they did, like, a reenactment of it. And I remember watching it when I was a kid and being like, holy shit, there's birds that big? So when I came across this cryptid in my research, just in general, of, like, what I could talk about, I was like, fucking deja vu nostalgia. Like, I had to talk about it. But if I remember correctly, hold on really quick, I'm so sorry. The show itself... Like, they did one bird. Obviously, things were extremely dramatized. And they said that the kids, it wasn't just Marlin and his siblings. It was also other kids in the neighborhood who had all come over. And they were playing hide and seek. Marlin being the seeker. And that he had been picked up, started screaming. The other kids came out, started screaming. And then the mother came out and tried to grab him and save him.
That makes it worse, because then, like, the other kids saw it, they drop him, and they're like, ah, bird boy.
But, like, also, I mean, you gotta imagine, they're kids, they go to school the next day, and school obviously hears about this, and they're like, bro, what the fuck happened? And everybody's like, you won't believe it if I told you, so we're just gonna just pretend it didn't happen.
Jimmy, I can't accept the reality of what happened, so I'm gonna bully you instead.
Jimmy, he saw me get picked up. Fuck off, bird boy.
And, like, that's the thing, I feel like that's how it happened.
Yeah, or I know I just said I want to be respectful to the witnesses, but a meme did pop into my head as I'm mentioning. I'm imagining like adult Marlon in therapy of like, and that's how I got my irrational fear of birds. Don't you think you're being carried away? Don't you think you're getting carried away? Now about fucking fight, chief.
Oh my god. So, aside from these Native American tales claiming that these giant thunderbirds could carry entire whales from the sea, they also said that the feathers of these giant birds were bright, full of color, and the birds also had sharp teeth. Now, I am aware that birds do have their own form of teeth in their mouths, but they're so small, they're hard to see. So the idea of this giant ass bird having giant ass sharp teeth that are obviously visible in its beak.
Don't geese have teeth?
Kind of crazy. Yeah, but they're small.
Either way.
I mean, there are plenty of birds that have, like, their own form of teeth,
what
quote
if
unquote.
What if it's just a giant goose?
That's a big ass
goose.
Or
a giant duck and has a corkscrew penis.
You just gotta bring up the goddamn ducks, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I know ducks.
Yeah, what the duck, dude?
What does the duck say?
No.
Quack.
Quack. What does the duck say? Quack.
Oh, okay, the first time was enough, dude. It's like, it's so funny, I gotta say it again.
Even after you said no to me when I said it.
It was the quack that got me.
So, of course, in most sightings, the Thunderbirds do not necessarily line up with their descriptions in Native American legend. However, for a proper background on these birds and understanding the mythology and history involved, I felt it was important to have all of the details and make sure to include its history within the tribes in North America. Especially within Illinois, because Illinois did have legends of Thunderbirds already, and then for this to occur, it just seemed very interesting to me. Moving on. There are other instances of so-called Thunderbird sightings aside from the 1977 Lowe's case. Lowe's family case. And I keep saying Lowe's, but it's Lowe?
You're thinking of the fucking
store apparently. Lowe's. Yeah, because it's spelled L-O-W-E, and I'm having a hard time like not adding an S.
That's what they did afterwards. They moved away, they opened a hardware store, and they're like, you will always have a hammer on you. If you even see a bird, just clock that fucker.
When I worked at Lowe's, I had to watch like the whole fucking history of Lowe's as a video.
Did the instructional video was like, and always be on the lookout for giant birds.
You know what? There was. It was like, always carry your hammer. And I was like, what? Why? Now it all makes sense.
So, abnormally large bird sightings grew in frequency during the end of the 1800s as people settled further across North America. And one such case involved two individuals from Arizona who referred to themselves as cowboys. And this was in 1890.
You tell me I can just call myself a cowboy and people will lie it?
They called themselves cowboys.
They were cowboys. Like, they were classified as cowboys.
By the my preferred pronouns are yeehaw.
So, the report claims that the two stumbled upon a very large bird with no feathers and the head of an alligator before killing it and dragging it into town.
This thing changes shape.
Well, so
much.
But listen, this was in 1890. The Lowe family case was in 1977. So this is a long time after the fact. And yeah, the descriptions are different. And they claimed it to be a Thunderbird, but I find that this is a little bit similar to the Black Shuck, that there are categories.
Well, did I interrupt? Sorry.
No, go for it.
I do want to say, you said head like an alligator and featherless wings. This sounds like a pterodactyl.
Yep, it even says that the report suggests that this creature they supposedly killed resembles something more prehistoric.
Could be a Quetzalcoatl.
A what now?
It's a really big pterodactyl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
Quetzalcoatl is supposed to have silver feathers.
Fuck you.
Well, I will say that I found the report itself, like, interesting, but I do kind of think that maybe the idea of Thunderbirds could be categorized like hellhounds are, just because the descriptions amongst Native American legend the Lowe family case, earlier cases, they don't match up too well. I don't know.
I just love the idea of, like, two yeehaw cowboys just being like, quick draw and unload, fan the hammer into this dinosaur. I kind of want that in the next Red Dead.
That's game. A fucking movie right there. That is a fucking movie.
Cowboys versus dinosaurs?
Yeah, like Cowboys versus aliens. Like, yeah, that's what it makes me think of.
Wait, really? What?
Yeah, it's a shitty made-for-TV sci-fi movie, but there is a scene where they kill a T-Rex via stampede, I believe.
Huh. Interesting.
Man, that's a lame way to kill it.
It is, really. Kind of lame.
Like, they have, like, cows drive it off a cliff.
I want, like...
Interesting.
I think. I want, like, full-on shootout.
Yeah.
Like JoJo style fucking...
Also, I think it was modern day cowboys, so like less fun.
That's what Cowboys and Aliens is, isn't it? Isn't that like modern day?
No, it's Daniel Craig is like a yeehaw cowboy. I've never seen that movie.
It's really not, good.
It's really
boring. Well, I just got two fucking like opinions
it.
Right there.
I like it. I've seen that movie like 4 times.
I don't know how Cowboy versus Aliens somehow has really long, drawn-out scenes of people just talking.
It's good!
Exposition's important.
You gotta watch it. Anyways, of course, the West isn't the only region of North America that has had Thunderbird sightings. In 1892, 2 years after the Arizona sighting, Pennsylvania, I said Pennsylvania like that, but I meant in Pennsylvania.
Penisvania.
A man named... I'm gonna hit you. A man named Fred Murray saw what, and I'm hoping I'm saying that correctly, please. I mean, that's
Fred Murphy?
His name is Murray? Murray?
Murray.
I think it's Murray. I don't know.
Murray.
Okay. Do you even step out of the studio, Murray?
He saw what he described as buzzards with 16-foot wingspans. And this was in Cameron County in Pennsylvania. And 16-foot wingspans. So, like, that's understood to be, like, from the tip of one wing to the tip of the other.
That's, like, 16 $5 footlongs.
Thank you for putting that into such great perspective, Harmon. I really appreciate
it. If you
laid
out, if you need to know, go to
Subway
right now. Pause this. Go to Subway right now and order 16, really probably 17 footlongs. I think they're a little shorter. I think they're more close to 11 inches. So get about 17 footlongs, lay them all out. There you are.
Look, and you will see what Fred Murray saw in Cameron County, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's what you'll see. You put them all on top of 17 footlongs.
If you order 17 footlongs, they bring the Thunderbird out.
If you order 17 footlongs, the Subway employees might shoot you.
So, moving on. So this is in the mid-1900s. It's not very...
Subway around then?
This is not very, like, specific. There's not a lot of details. There's not an exact year. I'm assuming this is before the Lowe family case, because mid-1900s makes me think, like, 1950s.
Yeah.
So...
Like, 50s to 70s.
Yeah.
Well, 50s to 60s.
Yeah. So, there isn't any, like, direct names listed. There isn't, like, really any kind of full report, but I felt it was still worth mentioning that a giant bird was seen near Lycoming County. Honestly, I don't even fucking remember where that was. And this giant bird that was seen was actually compared to the size of a small plane, which I thought was pretty crazy.
Okay, can you put that in sandwiches, though?
Oh, my God.
I mean, it is like a, you know, it is like a chicken, kind of. You can put it in a sandwich.
Wait, what?
You can eat it.
What? Eat what?
Are you high?
Giant bird?
It's very late.
Very late, my ass. It's 9 p.m.
Shut up.
You're so old.
I go to bed like 10 o'clock.
Damn, weak sauce. I regularly go to bed past midnight.
Okay, so can you put that in footlongs, please?
I cannot, unfortunately. Okay. Because when they say a small airplane, like, I don't necessarily know what they mean. It could be, like, one of those planes that tends
Cessna.
To... But, like, you know what I'm talking about when I say planes that drive over, like, fields of, like, crops
yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah, like crop dusters, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I picture. And, again, this didn't give a name of a person. This didn't give, like... Plenty of details, really. But I still felt it was worth mentioning.
50s, Midwest, their idea of a small plane probably would just be like a biplane that people
could just like a own.
Okay.
It wouldn't be a Cessna, but that kind of plane.
So, to continue, most recently, there was a report in Clinton County, 2010, of a very large bird with a very long beak. There were two witnesses, and the area had been investigated, but there were no further sightings. So police did show up to this, like, specific area where these two individuals reported it, and they did not find anything. But, again, these are giant flying-ass birds. There's really no guarantee you're going to see them after the fact anyways.
They're inherently mobile, and they could flood from south to Mexico to evade the police.
Possibly. I guess.
You have no proof otherwise.
I guess not.
Alright.
Alright. Moving on.
You okay, hon?
No.
Okay.
Are you tired?
Are you like, is this your plan?
I am the Thunderbird.
Qua! So, in 2012, which is the most recent sighting and the last sighting.
The year we all died.
Yeah, literally. I swear, we've been in a simulation since.
They all got thrown into the Matrix.
Literally. Isn't that the year Harambe died, too?
Is it?
I don't know.
No, I think Harambe died in 2015.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because he died before the election.
Oh!
Because people put his name in.
Really?
Yeah.
I just love he died before the election, like it's a big historical event.
It is! Do you realize the memes that came from Harambe? It's amazing.
Well, I guess it could have been the 2012. No,
2016.
Oh, wow, we were both wrong. Oh,
okay.
All right. Well, either way, Harambe cursed us.
Who was Harambe?
So, in 2012, two girls were camping in Chapman Township, claimed to have also seen the Thunderbird, and they estimated that the wingspan was 14 feet.
Okay, so that's like, if it's real, like a baby, or a smaller one.
I mean...
It's only a 2-foot difference.
Yeah, but I mean, that's
oh, it's still fucking massive. Big, yeah. That is 14 to 15 foot long.
It's pretty nuts.
There's a lot of deli meats.
We measure everything in Subway now.
Apparently. Yeah. Subway sponsor us.
Maybe one day we'll do like, we'll change it. We'll do like, I don't know, does Quiznos have like, Quiznos still around?
I don't know. I just remember eating their soup. Where's
Quiznos? Good. I've never been to a Quiznos.
Is Quiznos still open? Is Quiznos okay?
Yeah, there was one near here, and like literally out of the blue, it was there, and then like the next day, gone.
Oh my god, the Thunderbird took it.
Didn't like a movie store take over?
No, there's that's not. I swear, there's an edible arrangements there now.
Oh wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's edible Subway.
Edible
or edible sandwiches.
I love the idea of a hacker somewhere being like looking up like all the edible arrangements in West Virginia trying to find us.
I'm sure there's like 200. I really wouldn't be surprised.
You think West Virginia is a big edible arrangements place?
I feel like it might be. Do you realize the amount of edible arrangements I have been sent in my lifetime?
Why are you getting sent? Who are these people sending you edible arrangements?
Listen, when your family members die really quick, one after the other.
Ooh, my family members died. I'm hungry.
No, I got sent them from other family members. They were like, sorry for your loss. Have a pineapple stick. And I'm like, thanks, I guess.
Well, I thought edible arrangements was something you send to people like...
That you hate because it's terrible.
As a cheap Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Or like after a particularly good Tinder hookup. I don't know.
You sit on your Tinder date.
You fuck so good on Tinder that you get a fucking
edible arrangement. I feel like I'd be offended.
There are 4 edible arrangements in the state of West Virginia. Good luck, gentlemen.
Figure it out.
The hunt is on.
So, away from edible arrangements, away from any kind of subplace.
Subplace.
What exactly could these giant birds be? I realize there's not a whole bunch of sightings, there's not a whole bunch of stories, but I feel the accounts that have been reported have some credence, but I will also say it's not hard to overestimate how large something is.
Yeah.
So... I feel like we need to take some of these sizings that they, like, put forth with a grain of salt, personally.
I mean, most of them, I think, sound like they were men, and, you know, men are really good at overestimating.
You know, I accept that. Toxic masculinity.
Yeah, I mean, for anyone who wants to know, I was talking about penises.
Mm-hmm.
And footlongs.
And footlongs. They are, I think, 11 inches.
Now, anyway.
Wow, offended.
So, maybe we need to just take legends and downsize them a little bit. Like, maybe instead of whales, it carried, like, a particularly big fish.
I mean, yeah, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Every fish I know just went away.
what's that really lame fish that has really dumb-looking eyes?
Catfish?
It's like the sunfish.
I don't know.
Why are you coming so hard to this fish?
Sunfish? Some fish are, like, fucking massive.
Yeah, those are pretty big-ass motherfuckers, but they're not as big as a whale.
Yeah.
That's
scientific. A whale is at least, like, 20 Subway sandwiches.
Way more than that.
But at least.
So, what could it be? This large bird with numerous sightings, numerous witnesses, and numerous stories. And again, take the sizes with a grain of salt. Okay. Now I'm going to get into theories and just roll with them.
Are your theories not Big Bird?
They're not Big Bird. Some theories suggest that the Thunderbird could be modern-day pterotorns. Do you know what a pterotorn is?
It's like another type of pterodactyl, right? But like, it's a pterodactyl, it's not the proper...
Like, pterodactyl of, like, an alligator head, and they're really fucking scary.
So, pterotorns are categorized and described as large scavengers, a genus of North American birds of prey. They went extinct 10,000 years ago. So, these are old, yes, but they were not part of the dinosaur extinction.
Not prehistoric.
Yes. So, these are relatively young. So, the possibility of, like, a handful surviving and maybe having a couple kids, I wouldn't say is completely out of the picture, but at the same time, 10,000 years, like, it feels weird.
Do y'all know what the classification for a dinosaur is?
What?
From, like, back in those times?
What?
Their legs have to be below their hips. Because before there were dinosaurs, there were other creatures that I don't remember the name of, and they had their legs on the sides of their hips. Weird, right?
Are you serious?
Yes.
I've never heard 100%. Of that. 100%. That's interesting.
I want to say, I think Triceratops are not dinosaurs, but don't quote me on that.
Hmm.
Take that, Jurassic Park.
Eat toes.
There's one of the
fuck?
One of the big dinosaurs in Jurassic Park is not a dinosaur. I know that.
They went extinct 10,000 years ago. So honestly, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the pterotorns. I think it's kind of weird that they would even like go. They're like, you know, 10,000 years ago, there were these massive birds of prey. How much you want to bet in 1977, one of those motherfuckers just kind of appeared and picked up a child?
They evolved back.
You know, dip out and migrate.
But, like, if you think about it, like, even with the most recent sightings, like, they're not hard in evidence. And in 2012, I'm sorry, y'all had phones. And they didn't take a picture of this thing? Suspect. Anyways. Another popular theory. Yeah, this is a fun one. Is that the Thunderbird could be and I really can't pronounce this. It is Pterosaurus. Pterosaurs?
Where's it at?
Pterosaurs? Pterosaurs?
Pterosaurs.
Yeah. Okay. The distant cousin of dinosaurs, which is what this is, was said to be the earliest vertebrae to have evolved into flight. However, they went extinct 66 million years ago, and it is worth noting, however, that their wingspans average anywhere from 4 to 12 feet in length.
Too small.
Well, I do want to throw the theory out there, but what if it's like a time portal? Like, some weird dimension shifting, so they came to reality, picked this kid up, dropped him, then went back to their
time. Okay, Herman. That is way, way too far off the deep end.
You went real hard in the paint. for that one.
This is real, real deep diving into the unknown, and it's a little too far for me.
Tell me dinosaur time travel isn't real, Kenzie. Prove it.
Dinosaur time travel isn't real.
Prove it.
No.
And there is no reason to
prove it. Why do I always have to prove things to you people?
You only have to prove it when it comes to your opinion.
Why can't I just say things?
Listen.
No.
Sometimes I'm just going to throw out wild theories and see what sticks.
And that did not stick, by the way.
Hey, someone out there probably believes.
But I'd say, there's definitely going to be someone that's going to be like, maybe they are time travelers.
No, they're not. Dinosaurs can't time travel. Why would they be able to?
If you're that,
this isn't Doctor Who.
If you're that person, seek help.
If you're that person, message us on Twitter. Reach out.
No.
I'm not sure if that was a threat or not. It sounded like a threat.
It's no.
Like a
threat.
Talk to me.
That's straight theories.
So, here is... So, I think when I was doing research, I think there were like 5 or 6 theories total, but I only noted the ones that actually felt like theories to me, because a couple of them felt very like odd, and I was kind of like, no logical person would.
Is one of them a helium balloon?
No logical person would conclude that this is like a logical theory. So I.
And then you just got time travel.
Yeah, and I just said it's not real. So, and I, even though I just talked about Teratorns and possibly a fucking 66 million year ago extinct animal, but when I say these other theories were off, I'm not kidding.
What were they?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but I do know there was at least 2 that I was like, yeah, I'm not talking about that.
Top-notch research.
So, the top theory, at least in my opinion, involves a bird called the Andean condor. Have you guys heard of this?
Condors are fucking massive.
Mm-hmm. They have been categorized as the largest flying bird in the world, having a combined wingspan of anywhere from 9 to 10 feet, and a weight of a max of 33 pounds.
Y'all know that, I got a lot of bird facts today. Y'all know that California condors, they recently found this out, reproduce asexually.
That is interesting. I did not know that.
They are almost as massive.
That's interesting.
Yeah, they're huge.
I will say the Andean condor, the reason it is my top theory, is not only do they have a distant relation to the extinct Teratorns, which I
don't
feel...
Don't all birds?
Technically, but because of the size and the fact that this is a bird of prey, it makes it more so. Like, its relation to Teratorns is closer.
More of the genes stayed along?
Yes, in comparison to other birds, yes. It is suspected over time, at least in relation to these Thunderbird sightings, especially in reference to stuff that might have been attacking. Andean condors have been in captivity for years in zoos and different caged things, you know, whatever. It's suspect that many of the sightings can be linked to escaped Andean condors. As in, like, people kept them as pets, or different zoos lost track of
Why do people think that they can just tame fucking murderous beasts?
Oh my god, I forgot to put a roof on the cage.
Oh no, my kid.
Goodbye, flying away. So, out of all of the theories I read online, plus the ones that I've listed here, plus just the ones that I've just understood and saw through my research in general, I feel that the idea that the Andean condor escaped captivity and just fucked with people is pretty likely.
I kind of like this mental image of like a rich animal collector losing his condor, going up to the local like police department, is like, hey, if you hear anything about this bird, just credit it any way you can. And when he heard about this kid being kidnapped, he went to his school, handed out like $20 bills, and like, I'll give you $20 if you call him Bird Boy.
He was like, I am here for the drama. I am here to stir the tea.
He's there to make sure people don't find out he is bird trying to eat a kid.
I need you to ruin this kid's life.
I need you to pretend that I did nothing wrong and just pinpoint this specific family and ruin them for me. Thank you. But yeah, that's all the theories I have. So if you guys are ready, I can enter popular culture. Because I will say the popular culture on this was actually kind of entertaining to me.
Sure. Am ready.
Are you ready?
No.
Okay. So in popular culture.
Wow, just ignore me.
I'm going to hit you is what I'm going
to
do.
I don't want to sit this close to you anymore. I've been abused.
In popular culture, there are several things to note. This isn't just specifically due to the cryptid Thunderbird sightings, of course. Some of these things are named for them having been influenced by the Native American legends. So it's not just the cryptid itself. It is Native American influence that has impacted some of the namings of these things. There is a series of Carr, the Thunderbird.
Beautiful Carr.
You told me you did not know this. You said Firebird.
Huh? I said I was trying to mess with you.
Oh.
My brother had a Thunderbird.
Oh!
That's what I was saying.
Oh! I did not understand that.
Thunderbirds look really weird now. They have like this weird little like porthole in the back of them now, and it looks really stupid.
Huh. I really genuinely thought that he meant Firebird.
No.
That he was just fucking with me, and that Thunderbird wasn't a car.
Nope.
But it is.
I know a lot about cars. I got Carfax, and I got Birdfax.
Carfax? Like Carfax. Carfax.
Carfax.
You know the fox
or
in the
just,
commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Carfax. The Carfax Carfax. Yeah.
So, did you know there's also military planes that have been named for the legendary creature?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool, too. Because I knew that, but I didn't think it was named after the Thunderbird. I don't know. Like, I knew they were called...
There's no way they had to get that name from somewhere else.
I literally did think of that. I don't know why I didn't, like, associate it. And this was weird. I looked up Thunderbird just as a blank thing. Thunderbird. An email chain, like Gmail, popped up.
What?
So, like, something like my email is blah, 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 blah at gmail.com.
Right.
This is blah, 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 blah at Thunderbird dot whatever.
Does the Thunderbird have its own email?
It does. I thought that was pretty fucking crazy. I was like, what kind of... I've never heard of a Thunderbird email chain, but okay.
And just email and be like, are you a big bird?
Are you a big bird?
Are you the Thunderbird?
So my favorite thing, I don't know why this didn't like connect in my brain until I saw it, but this is in reference to Pokemon. Guess which Pokemon is named after the Thunderbird?
Oh, never mind.
Is it Xanatos or something?
Zapdos!
It
is that yellow...
why did I say fucking Ho-Oh?
It is that yellow electricity giant, like, bird thing, and it's named after the Thunderbird!
Zapdos.
Specifically the Native American legend in reference to the electricity that it can cause.
Zapdos is my favorite legendary bird.
Isn't that really cool, though?
It is.
I thought that was pretty neat. But that concludes my... analysis of the Thunderbird. So, do tell me, what are your opinions? What are your thoughts? What are your questions?
I mean, I definitely buy that they were just big birds.
But what kind of big bird do you think it was? Do you think it was like the
Indian
Condor?
Well, I don't have bird facts.
No, I mean like the... Well, you got Carfax.
You just said you had bird facts.
I had other bird facts. I don't have bird facts for this.
Do you think it has like a corked penis?
Yes. I assume all birds that I don't know if they don't have a corked penis... do have a corked penis.
Then that's why it's called the Thunder Down Under Bird.
Oh, okay. That's middle name? Down Under?
Down Under. Thank you. But, like, in general, and what do you think happened to Marlin Lowe?
I could see possibly, like, really big birds actually doing that. Birds are wild. Mm-hmm. Birds are wild.
And imagine, okay, let's say, like, Monster Quest suggested they were playing hide and seek. So you see this kid, maybe he was small for his age, running across the yard, searching for his friends in the trees while they play hide and seek. As a bird, a predator bird,
that's a fat one.
And you're thinking, I'm gonna eat that. So, I mean, is that super out of the question? I think the ridicule of the family face was unfair.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was very unfair.
Why would they just claim for no reason that their kid was picked up by a bird?
Like, and that's such a weird thing to lie about.
I feel like you'd come with something way better than just be like, yep, Jimmy got picked up by a bird.
Especially in reference to, like, the other, like, witness testimonies in regards to the Thunderbird. Like, none of them were very sound. And for me, the 1977 case was the most sound one because there were a multitude of people there present that witnessed it, and they did report it to the sheriff's department.
And what would they gain from lying? Yeah. It's not
like what, fame? Okay, this was 1977. Really? And like, I don't know. I just find it to be kind of cruel how they were treated by their neighbors.
come see the Thunderbird. Pay $5 to watch it steal my child. Like,
go on out there.
What's the goal? Also, if I was one of those kids playing hide and seek and I saw a kid just get snatched up from a bird, I'm not leaving my hiding spot.
No, I would dip the fuck out. I'd be like, yes, I'm leaving. Goodbye.
No, I'm saying right there until people can assure me there's absolutely no birds in the area.
Yeah, because that, like, again, consider, that's like a relatively traumatizing experience.
not relatively, it's very.
And I do feel, again, like, the low case and how it was handled and how, like, the people reacted to it, like, I do feel for that family. And yeah. I also genuinely understand why Marlon, 30 years after the fact, decided, fuck it, I'm not going to talk to, like, the news.
Fuck these people.
Because you never know how they're going to spin it. Yeah. And again, he could face, like, a huge amount of ridicule, and it's not even worth it.
Oh,
like,
so you're not Bird Boy anymore, you're Bird Man.
Bird Man! Isn't that... Wait.
Yeah, that's a Michael Keaton film.
Oh, you know what it reminded me of?
What?
SpongeBob. Merman and Barnacle Boy, and he wanted to be called Barnacle Man! And that's just what it reminded me of. I don't know.
Now I want to see Birdman. It's a great movie.
So...
Point us back on one of our famous tangents.
Yes, please get away from the tangent and tell me, what do you think about the Thunderbird?
I think it's a cool story, and of all the cases, the most fascinating and
detailed.
The most believable one is the low case, and I do feel for that family. But I'm gonna say it was probably just a really big Condor.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I think, I'm not saying the Thunderbird is real. I'm not saying the Thunderbird is not real. I really did enjoy reading about the Native American legends and other indigenous peoples and other tribes that did discuss the Thunderbird and, like, what it played into in reference to just their history and, like, their livelihood and stuff. But I feel like a condor is what picked up Marlin.
Probably. I mean, that and Marlin can just fly. And they were like, we can't tell people he can fly.
So why would they just not tell people? Why would they make up the bird story?
I don't know. I don't have a reason, man.
All right, I forgot. I'm not supposed to ask why.
Fuck you.
The amount of
look
time.
Here, fucking time travel boy.
And listen, the amount of times fuck you has been said during this specific podcast.
Yeah, you know who all of them were from? Me.
I'm just saying. You don't have proof it's not a time.
You don't have proof that he can't fly.
Okay, why did he fly away from his bullies?
What?
If he's being ridiculed, why does he just go, whoop?
Watch Invincible.
They didn't want him to know.
Then why tell them about the bird? Why not just not say anything? Because the only people who saw it were the family.
Because when the kids were playing hide and seek, they were like...
So, and again, so the hide and seek thing is just a Monster Quest thing. Monster Quest said it was hide and seek. Wait, numerous stories that I've read, they were just playing outside.
You're really trying to argue against my fucking flight theory?
No. Okay, so let me paint this. It's either... The kids. Okay, there's so much to say.
Yeah.
That Marlin flew, and there just so happened to be a bird passing by at that level. Or, why would he start screaming at his own ability to fly?
Because he was 10. What if he just was scared?
What if he just learned?
He just found out he had powers.
Yeah. What if all of a sudden you started walking and all of a sudden you just...
Why are we humoring this?
You started going...
Oh, but time travel is just...
No, that's too out there.
No, hear me out. If you were to open a time portal in 2 points of history, connect 2 points of history, the biggest chance is that it's going to be in some dinosaur time.
Why?
Because that's a huge chunk of history.
Yeah, that's like 9% of history.
I mean, realistically...
Why wouldn't you travel to the future?
Well, the dinosaur did travel to the future.
Yeah, Kenzie, that's how time works.
He traveled to his future.
So you're saying Only dinosaurs can time travel?
Yeah, that's an innate ability.
Okay, if a time portal opened, the only things that would go through are the animals who won't be like, oh, this is weird.
Or what if it was like Jurassic Park and they were just like, you know, testing them out?
You know what this reminds me of? The SpongeBob episode. I don't know why I keep referencing SpongeBob, but
is it the same episode?
Remember when Squidward was like on the floor of that metallic world and he was going, future! Like, and then they ended up in caveman times and yeah. They were like dinosaurs and they were like, oh. Like, that's what this makes me think of.
Very insightful.
And it's incorrect.
Thank you for this insight.
You're welcome. So, are we all in agreement that this could possibly just be a giant, giant bird?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is not a thunderbird, and this is not a cryptid, and this is not real.
But time travel. Or they kick and fly. Possible.
No, get out of here. You don't believe in fucking aliens, and this is...
I believe in aliens.
You don't believe in the Phoenix Lights.
I believe in Phoenix Lights. I just don't believe they're aliens.
They're aliens!
Do you think the bird was experimental aircraft?
I do. Experimental time-traveling aircraft.
Okay. Harmon, just end it here.
All right.
Don't edit a single thing out.
Edit multiple things out, please.
I'm many things.
This is going to go from 51 minutes long.
It's going to go 30
like
minutes.
30
it's
minutes.
It's going to be like a half hour.
All right. If you enjoyed this episode, please like and subscribe. If you're following us on Anchor, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Oh, my God. I am tired. Please. Leave a 5 Thunderbird review, and that will really help us out, and we would very much appreciate it. So, until then, stay safe out there, have a good night, and stay spooky out there.
Bye!
I hope they get the vape pen falling.
Bye!